Mr. New York, Mark Simone on WOR.
Well, we got lots to get to. We'll get to the raid, the aftermath, the other. We got to talk about the real problem, which is just being led by absolute idiots, from Kathy Hochul to, I hate to say it, our mayor, all sorts of stuff. But we'll get to all of this. Joe Bartlett, the FBI raid, the aftermath of it. Wouldn't you say that to most Americans, independent Americans, they're kind of saying to themselves, enough is enough. This is getting ridiculous.
Yeah, I think at the very least, the Justice Department is going to have to give us, I don't have to lay out the case, but you got to explain why this unprecedented action here. I mean, if it's just for documents, then they don't have a case, I guess.
They don't have a case. The whole thing is, this is all so that on the news media, there's a collusion here between the media and the Democrats, and they have absolutely no standards, no respect for anything. The office of the presidency, an ex-president, you know, if you're going to raid his home, you better have something major, not an overdue library book, as Larry Kudlow said, or you can't do this. So the whole purpose of this is so that they can run around all over television, and on Sunday morning, George Stephanopoulos can say, how could he run? He's under multiple investigations, and they can keep saying that. He can't run. He's under multiple, all the investigations. How can he run? And they'll never allow anybody from the opposing side on as a guest, because then they would say, wait a minute, he's multiple investigations. Every single one of them, he's been cleared. Not a single one of them has resulted in anything. Not one of them has found anything. Nothing. There's nothing here. He's. It's not just he was investigated by a little tiny prosecutor. He had the best in the world. The Mueller team was the best prosecutors in America. Dozens of them. With $100 million in recently, they couldn't find anything. Cy Vance, the DA in New York, couldn't find anything. Nothing. Look at Letitia James. She's trying to charge him with a crime which is actually impossible to commit. You couldn't commit this crime if you tried. She's claiming that he overvalued his buildings and then used that to get these big bank loans. You know, when you do a building project, Bank of America gives you $800 million, $1.2 billion. You can't use overinflated values on your buildings. They won't look at it. They won't. You know, it's like if you tried to get a loan, or just you tried to get a mortgage. Well, what do you have as collateral? My apartment, and it's worth $7 million. They're not going to listen to you. We just look. No, it's worth $700,000. It's not worth $7 million. You couldn't fool a bank if you tried. They won't even look at your numbers. So she's charging him with a crime that doesn't exist. He took the Fifth Amendment. I know you're going to say, how come years ago he said about somebody else, well, if he took the Fifth, he must be guilty. Yeah, you could make that argument. But you could also say, in this case, it's not even a legitimate charge. And this is a woman who announced to the world that she's extremely biased against Donald Trump, hates Donald Trump, out to get Donald Trump. She campaigned on that. So the fact that she didn't recuse herself tells you all you need to know about her ethics. So the raid is absolutely ridiculous. Here's what makes the raid so ridiculous. There's no controversy about documents. You know, supposedly took classified documents, and that's the problem. There's no controversy about that. That's totally, totally, totally false. We know this because ever since he left, he's been cooperating with the National Archives, giving them back anything they want, letting them see everything he has. They visited in May, and apparently, according to multiple witnesses, the last time they came to Mar-a-Lago, National Archives actually went down there in June, paid him a visit. They wanted to see everything he has. He told his staff, open up every door, let him look through everything, show him every box, let him see everything. And they reported that while they were there looking through all this stuff, he came down himself personally and said, you guys got everything you need? Anything you don't have that you need here? And he was so nice about it that afterwards they sent him a letter, which he has posted, thanking him for all his cooperation on the documents. The only thing they didn't like was the storage room they were in. They didn't think was secure enough. So they asked him and the Secret Service to put a better lock and a big padlock on the door, which they did. So based on that, Joe Bartlett, why would you be raiding? What possible reason would you have a raid for?
You know, I've been thinking about this since this thing happened. I think they raided based on the premise of the security of the national security documents, but they're really looking to stumble onto some papers that may be incriminating with respect to the January 6th riot.
Well, you know, people keep saying that it's January 6th. There is what possible paper could there be on January 6th? Whatever happened on January 6th, there would be no documentation of it.
I don't know. That's probably what they're looking for, though.
But you're talking about the day of January 6th and his response?
Or prior to the rally and the incursion into the Capitol? I mean, did he have prior knowledge that that was going to happen?
First of all, he didn't. But let's say he did. That wouldn't be a document in a box. Wouldn't that be a text message or a phone call or something like it? I mean,
I'm sure they have written records of that, though. That's the thing. They would have those records.
Yeah, but they've already been there, and they've already been given access to all those boxes, and they've been through them. And actually, they did take some things back, I think, on the May visit. So they knew what was in. So there was nothing they could be going after. So a lot of people now thinking the purpose of that raid, normally on a raid, your lawyers are there. You can watch what they're doing. In this case, all their lawyers were chased out. The FBI cleared the building. They wanted to be alone in the building for hours with nobody to watch them. They asked for the surveillance cameras to be shut off. They weren't, by the way. So that's why some people are now thinking this wasn't to get something back. This was to leave something, to put something there.
The FBI wouldn't do that, Mark.
Well, they've been caught doing it before. They did it in 2016 to him. Surveillance all over Trump Tower. Now, I know that in the Trump Organization, nobody is going. Mar-a-Lago, by the way, is closed. It closes after Mother's Day. Actually, they have a big Mother's Day lunch. But because it's so hot in the summer, it's closed all summer. And it doesn't reopen until October, so it's totally closed down. But from what I hear, nobody is going back to Mar-a-Lago until they figure out how to sweep the place for bugs. This is the theory that, yeah. Well, would you put that past Joe Biden or any of these people?
No.
Or Merrick Garland, no. The sleaziest attorney general we've ever seen? So, and the problem is, it used to be a bug was like a wiretap, you know, like a wire inside the wall with a little microphone hidden in the lamp. But it's 2022. These bugs are now like the size of a speck of dust, and the camera's so small you can. So it's really tough, but they got months, and they're going to have to sweep Mar-a-Lago top to bottom to get rid of any surveillance devices that were planted. That's what they're worried about now. So, and remember, the FBI did this before. They did it to him in Trump Tower, total electronic surveillance, everything there. And remember that they lied on the FISA warrants to get permission to do it. This was the Comey FBI, but the Wray FBI doesn't seem to be any different. So they got caught lying in 2016 to get these phony warrants against Trump. So don't think they wouldn't do it again. Hey, and another suspicious thing, you need a judge to sign off on a warrant to raid Mar-a-Lago. They didn't get a real judge. You know, this was all run out of Washington at the highest level. In fact, the raiding party was mostly top agents from Washington that were sent down there to do this. So why didn't they get a major Washington judge to sign that warrant? Instead, they got a little tiny magistrate in Florida. Now, the reason they had to go to him is he's a really, really biased guy. People that have studied his social media, he hates Trump's guts. He's been attacking him viciously on social media for years. He's a left-wing guy with a big Trump hatred. So they apparently couldn't find a real judge, a major judge. So they went and got this little magistrate in Florida to sign the warrant. Highly, highly suspicious. So, but don't you think it's a turning point that even to independent, normal Americans who don't like Trump, they don't like his style or his ways, don't you think they're saying to themselves, you know what, enough is enough. We should have some checks and balances here. This is getting out of control.
It's scary. It's scary that the former president of the United States could be harassed like this.
Yeah. The other problem is Democrats in the media, their little cabal, their collusion to go totally Stalinist, they don't realize, let's say Trump wins, he could raid Biden's home. You know, you're setting up this precedent now where if Trump wins, he can send FBI raiding parties to Hunter Biden's house, Joe Biden's house. And can you imagine if they raided Joe Biden's house looking for Hunter documents? What your little George Stephanopoulos and Lester Holt, can you imagine what they would do if that happened? What Chuck Todd would do?
They don't need to rate it. They got the laptop. Everything they need to know is right there on the laptop. All you have to do is look at it.
Well, that's a good point. They actually have the laptop, and as you've seen in hearings in the last week, there's a ton of evidence against Hunter Biden sitting at FBI headquarters that they refused to even look at. And when Ray was under oath and grilled about, why aren't you doing anything about it, he refused to answer. And then when they kept asking questions, he said, I have to leave. I have to catch a plane. He was going somewhere. It turned out later, they found out it's a private plane. That's his plane. Imagine that, the FBI director gets a plane. It's his plane. You don't have to catch it. It leaves whenever you say. And he was going to his vacation house. So it was just an excuse not to answer questions. This Ray is just as bad as Comey. Dirty swamp creatures. So the problem is, this country was founded by geniuses. It's now run by idiots, these imbeciles running things. They're getting more and more and more corrupt. Hey, look at Whole Foods. You know, Whole Foods is about as liberal and left-wing a company as you can get. Even the CEO and founder of Whole Foods speaking out, saying this is crazy. The country is now being run by crazy socialists. It's got to stop. And these crazy socialists, besides getting rid of the police and taxing you to death and all this crazy stuff, the other thing they love to do is go totally Stalinist, control the media, use the FBI, use the law enforcement as a weapon against political opponents. It's total Soviet Stalinism that they're trying to do here. So it's just going to, I don't know what we're going to do about this. The other thing, these people are so stupid. Even when you think they're doing something good, they're not. You see this climate change bill they just passed? It's called the Inflation Reduction Act. All it does is increase inflation. And when you see Chuck Schumer crying about what it's going to do for climate change, solve the problem. You know, I went back and looked this up. They passed the Climate Act, and Chuck Schumer stood there at the podium crying how this was going to fix the climate change problem. This was in 2007. Go look it up. It's the 2007 Climate Act. And these same idiots stood there on TV crying about how this is going to solve the problem, end our problem with greenhouse gases, and by 10 years the problem will be over. This is in 2007. They did the same bill. These are idiots, corrupt idiots. Look at this, Kathy Hochul. Have you ever seen a dumber woman than Kathy Hochul? A dumber? This is New York. We got the smartest brains in the world in New York. So geniuses all over New York, right here. And we got this idiot, Kathy Hochul, running things. Now, look at this idiot. She leaves Alvin Bragg in for 7 months, 8 months now she left Alvin Bragg in. She could suspend the no-bail law. She doesn't. She allows crime to get out of control. She's in charge of the subways. Subways aren't run by the city. They're run by her. She lets the subways get totally dangerous, so nobody will get on the subway and take it. And as a result of that, she now wants congestion pricing to pay for the fact that nobody's taking the subway. This could raise $1 billion. It just put cops on the subway. Get it safe again, and everybody will take it. She's insane. Just stupid. Just a moron. She creates this ridiculous, same thing, I hate to say it, but Eric Adams, this is no genius either. These two idiots, the subway is totally dangerous, nobody will get on it. Now they want to congestion price you to pay for the empty subway. They take away half the streets. Half the streets are gone, they're now bike lanes. Half of every street is now a bike lane. They got rid of half the lanes for traffic in New York, and now they're trying to figure out why there's congestion. How could this be going on in the middle of New York? They're the dumbest people in the world. They leave the border wide open. Millions of illegals pour across the border. Poor Texas, what are they going to do with millions of people? What, can you imagine millions of people flooding into your state? So to get some attention, he starts sending them on buses to Washington, starts sending them to New York. It's actually a clever move to get some attention to this open border. And then this dope, Adams, is what is he threatening to do?
Go campaign there? In Texas.
Who the hell would listen? Would nobody listen to him here? Who's going to listen to him there? Listen to Eric
Adams. I know he thinks he's Clint Eastwood.
Oh, he's talking about Eric, Abbott is the governor of Texas. And by the way, Texas and Florida, the two most successful states in America, booming economy, everything's going great. So who's Adams?
I know he thinks he's Clint Eastwood, but he's not. He is an anti-American governor that is really going against everything we stand for.
What is that, Joe Bartlett? What is it he stands for? Can't be open
he
arms
wants
for
to close the border.
Just close the border. It's, you know, it's not that complicated a problem. It's not like landing a man on Mars. How do you close the border? Well, Trump pretty much had it figured out. You build a wall and you put a lot of troops on it. It's that simple. It's not complicated. You could do
he's
it.
He's a global embarrassment because this is not what we do as Americans.
Okay, Eric Adams is running an empty city with crime out of control. Everybody's getting shot and stabbed. It's crime has exploded here in the and Abbott is an embarrassment. You know, I'm looking at these back-to-work numbers. Back-to-work in offices, New York, it's at 40%. Texas, it's at 80%. Texas, there's no tax. There's no state tax. And they take in more money than we do. Their budget is half what ours are, and they have more people. I mean, the whole thing is ridiculous. Eric Adams attacks Abbott. Abbott
go ahead, Mayor. Make my day.
Now, the other thing is Abbott, love him or hate him, he's got an IQ of like 160. Adams, what would you say? 95, maybe?
I don't there could hardly be anything better to aid my campaign against Beto O'Rourke than to have Beto O'Rourke have his campaign aided by a bunch of New Yorkers that will not be viewed very positively in the state of Texas.
Yeah, what does Adam think he'll do down there? Get a podium like Chuck Schumer, stand out in the street and make one of his speeches where he goes,
Yeah, that's what he's planning.
Yeah. Anyway, we'll get back to this. Check out the webpage. I want you to see, this is why Letitia James is corrupt, crooked. She should recuse herself from any Trump investigation. Here's the video. You maybe have seen this, maybe you haven't, but take a look at it. This is a montage of her over the years talking about how she is out to get Donald Trump. That she specifically has a vendetta against him, that she wants to get this guy, she's out to get this guy. She can't name a crime, but she keeps talking about wanting to get this guy. There's no way on earth that she could justify not recusing herself from the case. So take a look at this video. Now, also, I want you to watch this. This is the ultimate in hypocrisy. This is a little two-minute documentary. Do you know how Mexico deals with illegal aliens who cross their southern border? Take a look at this video. It's the total opposite of what we do. It's all up on the webpage. Go to 710WOR.com/Mark. 710WOR.com/Mark.
This is the Mark Simone Show.
Mr. New York.
On 710WOR.
Hey, we'll take some calls. 800-321-0710 is the number. 800-321-0710. Let's go to Mara in Nevada. Mara, how you doing?
Mark, how are you, darling? I think you're right. You know, I'm a streetwise old lady from South Brooklyn. Here's what I suspect, Mark. That document to nail Trump has been, that fake document to nail Trump's been sitting in the safe in the White House. They had a raid Mar-a-Lago to show, ooh, Trump was hiding it. When they come back, Biden, Garland, and Ray, they're going to make the announcement, we got it. And for the next 2 years, it's going to be Trump, Trump, Trump. No recession, no inflation.
All right.
No
Interesting, Mara. Let's turn to the voice of reason, Joe Bartlett. Do you believe that's possible, that they could be planting a... the raid was very sloppy. Normally, you let the other side's attorneys watch. Normally, you give them an inventory of what you've taken. They didn't do any of that. Do you think it's possible they could plant a document, that they would do that?
You know what? I would hope not. Is it possible?
Yeah,
yes, but I would hope not. I mean, that's really low.
It's really low. It's really low. But you could accuse the guy of colluding with Vladimir Putin. You're a Russian agent.
Okay.
I know you're looking at the radio saying, wait, you guys are getting crazy. Anything is possible with these people. They're bad people to begin with, and they are over the top insane when it comes to Trump. And Joe Bartlett, could you remind us, what the hell did he do to everybody to get him so insane? What did he do? I understand if you think he's obnoxious. Why does he say these things? Why is he so mean? But what the hell did he do to get you crazed?
He won the presidency. That's what he did.
Well, they hated Bush and he won. Of course, they did go kind of crazy. I guess you're right. Yeah, they hated Bush when he won. They hated Reagan. By the way, if you go back and look and read the old things from back then, they were calling same things. Reagan's a racist. He's a racist. He's crooked. He doesn't read. He's stupid. He doesn't listen. They did that to Bush. That's the standard. But this time, I guess it's because Reagan and Bush, they were part of the swamp. You know, they fit in. They may have been on the other team, but they were in the same league.
Right, exactly,
Yeah, so I think it's Trump coming in saying he's going to bust up their little racket, their little game. And when it comes to documents, everybody's been pointing out the obvious. We don't think Trump actually took any documents that are of any importance, but Sandy Berger worked for Bill Clinton. They sent him into the National Archives.
That's right, yeah.
To steal the documents. I mean, think about this. It's Bill Clinton and Sandy Berger. They didn't have the documents. They sent him into the National Archives. What was he? Secretary of Homeland Security? No, there was no Homeland Security. He was like a top national security advisor to the president. He had clearance to get in there. And he was there to steal the documents. Because the documents showed that they knew about Al-Qaeda and didn't act in time before they should have. So he was there to steal the documents. And how did he steal them? He shoved them into his pants, inside his pants. Into his socks and into his underwear, and then left. But they caught him on the way out. You talk about the bravest people in law enforcement. There's a guy that had to put his hand into Sandy Berger's underwear to get those documents back. I bet you that guy took 11,000 showers that night and didn't sleep for a month. But they got him back. And they didn't. Did they charge him? I think they.
Oh, yeah. Well, he was disbarred, banned from holding a government position. Yeah, but I don't think he went to jail.
No, I think it was like a very, very minor charge. And Hillary Clinton, 33,000 emails on a private server, which she deleted even after they were subpoenaed. No charges. And the other thing is, we know this was a dirty, sleazy raid because they went through the president's bedroom, his personal stuff. There's no documents in there. They went through Melania's clothes, just like Paulie Walnuts searching Christopher's apartment. They went through Adriana's underwear. Remember that? They did this to Melania. You see those tight dresses, those skimpy dresses Melania wears? What could you have hidden in there? What could you have hidden in those clothes? I could see it was Hillary Clinton. Her clothes, you could hide the Sunday Times in there. But in Melania's clothes, impossible. When we come back, Michael Riedel will be with us. Give you a chance, Joe Bartlett, to meet Michael Riedel and talk to him.
I haven't talked to him in a long time.
We'll talk to him next. On 710 WOR.
This is the Mark Simone Show.
Mr. New York.
On 710 WOR.
Well, Michael Riedel, of course, co-hosts The Morning Show. Len Berman, Michael Riedel, every morning, 6 to 10. He's also the great columnist, and he's written two big best-selling books, the best books on Broadway in New York. You should get them, Razzle Dazzle and Singular Sensation. If you haven't read them, buy them. Michael Riedel, how you doing?
I'm all right, Mark, but I'm a little concerned about what's going on with this raid on Mar-a-Lago here. I think that Merrick Garland, who is the head of the Justice Department, he's under tremendous pressure from the Democrats and the mainstream media to find something on Trump, to get something on Trump. And it just, you know Trump better than anybody else does. But why is it that these Democrats and this deep state wants to put this guy in jail? I mean, if they could bring back the death penalty, they would do it for this guy. They are out to get him. And this is a flagrant violation of his rights. And we have no idea. Merrick Garland will not come out and say, this is why I'm authorized a raid on an ex-president's house. Unprecedented. And we have no clue why they're doing it. And this is, to me, a scary state of the nation.
Yeah, it's also, when you lost something and you can't find it and you're looking everywhere, and let's say you search this one closet and then you bring in a team to search the closet. Then you have somebody take apart the closet looking. Why would you keep looking in that closet? This guy has been investigated for 5 years by the Mueller Commission, by Cy Vance, by everybody on earth. There's nothing there. Why do they keep trying? You think that maybe the point of the raid was to plant something?
I don't know about that. I won't go that far. But I think that Garland is under tremendous pressure by the New York Times, by National Public Radio, all the mainstream media places to get something on this man. Because I'm telling you this, Mark, they will never forgive him for beating Hillary Clinton, because Hillary Clinton was the mainstream media's perfect candidate. She was going to float above it all. She was going to be the person, the meritocracy, who said, this is how you're going to live your life. I will dictate to you how to live your life. And those NPR people and those New York Times people, they thought, this is great and wonderful. And Trump upended it. And they will not rest until they can put him in jail. It's amazing to me. I mean, have you heard them on these other radio stations? They're so excited. They're so excited. You can, oh, well, they're going to find stuff here. He did this. He did that. They've been looking after stuff since the Mueller report, and nothing has come out. But they will not rest until they destroy him. And I'll tell you this, Mark. We Republicans don't even have to be a Donald Trump supporter. But Republicans, man, when we get in power again, let's turn the tables on you people, and let's go after Hunter Biden and Joe Biden, because you and I both know that Hunter Biden, his only goal in life was to make money for the old man, the old guy, the big guy, as they said. That is where corruption lies.
Yeah, you know, one thing about Trump, I don't know if you could call it a fault, he's not a ruthless guy. He's not ruthless. Remember when he campaigned, he said, I'll put you in jail. I'll appoint a special prosecutor, he told Hillary. You'll be in jail. And then when he got elected, he didn't do any of this. And a reporter asked him, I think it was on 60 Minutes, Leslie Stahl, and he's, why didn't you do it? And he said, I don't want to hurt them. They're nice people. Why, you know, why should
I hurt
them?
Of course, yeah.
But I think in the back of his mind, he's thinking, if I do that, they could do it to me. Not realizing they don't care if you do it or not. They're still doing it to you.
Well, I don't know if he can do it to the Democrats, but I'm telling you, if the Democrats want to weaponize the deep state, and there is a deep state out there, there's no question about it. If they want to weaponize it, okay, well, you guys have the levers of control right now, but when Republicans get it, let's go after you guys. We will give as good as we've gotten.
Yeah, when Republicans take over Congress, there will be hearings. Merrick Garland will be called to testify. He'll have to lawyer up and justify all of this. There'll be a real Hunter Biden investigation. Huge mistake the Democrats made. They should have done in Congress a Hunter Biden investigation. They could do it in a milder way. If Republicans do it, they're not going to like it. So
no, and also, I mean, I really don't like this whole weaponization of the FBI and the deep state and all this kind of stuff. I don't think it's fair for the country. I don't think it's fair for people who support, whether you like Nancy Pelosi or Donald Trump. You cannot try to prosecute people that you disagree with. All right? We get it. The New York Times, National Public Radio, Nancy Pelosi, you hated Donald Trump. All right? He had a different kind of ideology. He had a different take on things. But do you really want to go down this path where you want to criminalize him? Because if you go down that path, we're going to go down the path, and we're going to get your husband, Nancy Pelosi, the big drunk, you know, swerving his way out of the Napa Valley there. And also, by the way, we've heard he was also getting stock tips. She was tipping him off to stocks that he was investing in. Why don't we investigate that? Let's go full force on those people.
Yeah. Well, it's legal for men and women in Congress to do insider trading, but that's the husband. I don't know if it's legal for him to do it. And she has a son who's a Hunter Biden who's doing all kinds of sleazy deals around the
world. Absolutely. Yeah. So let's investigate them too. So, but you know, if the Democrats open up this path, then I would say to Republicans, all right, the path has been paved, walk down it and go after the Democrats and kill them the way they're trying to kill you.
Now, Michael Riedel, well, you know a lot of people in New York, CEOs, big producers. So one thing all these people have in common, they're brilliant. They're brilliant. They're geniuses. They know how to run things. How do we end up with absolute babbling idiots running the state and the city? Kathy Hochul, is there a dumber woman? She makes the subways totally dangerous. Now she wants congestion pricing to pay for the fact that they're empty. In the city, they take away half the street to make it bike lanes. They're not trying to figure out why it's congested. How do we get rid of these idiots?
I know. I am born and raised in New York, okay? I'm from upstate New York, which was Republican once upon a time. And I came down here to go to Columbia University in the 1980s. And I thought Rudy Giuliani was the person, when he was sane, who saved the city. And now I'm writing this state off. Mark, you can speak to this better than I can. Why are so many people wanting to vote for people like Kathy Hochul, you know, that the deer in the headlights with those big eyes, you know, she's got wider eyes than you have on headlights on your car up there, and she's defending bail reform. when we know that bail reform has been a total and complete disaster? Even Eric Adams is saying this is not working anymore, and yet she still defends it. And all I can say, Mark, is that we're just a deep, deep, deep blue state, and God, when I have enough money, I'm getting out of this place, so I'm not going to be taxed to death. I am done with
this. Where are you going?
Well, you know, see my friend Joe Bartlett, and, well, wherever he lives. He lives somewhere.
South Carolina, you can't live there. It's not for you.
Well, you know what? The taxes might be better down there, so I could go down there, but I'm not going to pay.
Need,
when I retire,
I'm not glitz
and
glamour and parties, and you can't
I do not. No, no, you not do. Anymore. Not, I do not need to pay the kind of crazy taxes that you have to pay in the state. You know what, Mark? I bought an apartment across the hall from me. You know, I made a little bit of money in life. When I signed the lease, I had to pay, because I paid $1 million for the apartment, I had to pay $10,000 for what's called a mansion tax. $10,000. I had to pay on top of what I paid for $1 million apartment. It's a mansion tax. And what is my $10,000 going to do? Where's it going? Nowhere. I mean, this city, this state is so effed up by these progressives that you've got to get out sooner or later. Sorry, but yeah.
Nah, it'll turn around. Hopefully, you get Lee Zeldin in November, and maybe in November you get.
No.
He can win. Don't say that. Why not? Do you mean not enough personality, you mean?
Well, he's kind of demographics. Boring. And yeah, he's boring. But also, if you just look at the state, I mean, it's a deep blue state. What do you want? I mean, listen, I wish I were from Texas because we'd be better off. Because I love Greg Abbott. He's terrific. And I love Ron DeSantis. Those are the people who should lead this country, not Kathy Hochul.
Well, that's true. They did amazing governors. But I hate to say we're out of time. It always goes by so fast with you. But Michael Riedel, thanks for being with us. Get his book, Razzle Dazzle, his book, Singular Sensation. You'll love reading these books and listen to him, of course, every morning. And Michael Riedel, we'll be listening to you tomorrow, 6 to 10, with Len Berman.
And Hilton Head with Joe Bartlett. So we'll see you then.
Thanks for being with us. Check out the webpage. This is why Letitia James is totally unethical in this case. She should recuse herself. She's on record. Watch this collage montage of video through the years saying she has a personal vendetta against Donald Trump, that she's out to get him. She said it a million times. How could she not recuse herself? Hey, also, you want to see the ultimate hypocrisy? Watch this little 2-minute documentary. This is how Mexico deals with their illegal aliens. Watch what happens if you cross the southern border into Mexico, what they'll do to you. It's all up on the webpage. Go to 710WOR.com/Mark. 710WOR.com/Mark.
Giving you the New York advantage.
Mr. New York.
Mark Simone on 710WOR.
Hey, some new Biden polls. They're pretty shocking. And what is it about this 0% inflation he's claiming? We'll get to that right after the news. Don't forget, Buck and Clay coming up at noon. Sean Hannity at 3. I'm here every day, 10 to noon. And we got another hour to go right after the news on 710 WOR.